Hello everyone, welcome to Plus 90, and I'm Kemal.
I'm Kemal.
And tonight we have a wonderful guest.
Hi, this is Ha, and should I say anything?
No, it's kind of funny to see you being a little shy.
Is my microphone working? Because I think...
It may not be turned on, just... Okay, now it's turned on.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, now it's working. Yeah, you're gonna hear it in your headphones, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you hearing it?
Okay, we're all good now.
Yeah. Okay, we're good now. Should we do this again? Hello, everyone. I'm Tamar.
And I'm Kemal, and we have a wonderful guest tonight.
Hello, everybody. This is Ha, and I'm really excited to be on the show today.
Yeah, we can kind of see you. So yeah, you know, you're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Easton,
Pennsylvania. tonight, what are we gonna play, huh?
It's gonna be mostly Vietnamese music or Vietnamese music in other languages. It's gonna be fun. The first song right now is a pop song, actually. It's probably, I would say, the best Vietnamese pop have to offer right now. And I really like the artist and I really like the song, so yeah.
My expectations just went really high. Just,
yeah.
You shouldn't have high expectations for Vietnamese pop though.
So wow. What's the name of the song?
It's Anh và Anh. It means me and myself, I guess, but it's interesting because it's in the male pronoun. And I call her she, but I think she has been very ambiguous regarding her gender.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So do you have then three pronouns, like one male, female, and then one like middle neutral?
We have many pronouns.
Oh, really?
We have pronouns for every circumstances, but
oh,
yeah,
wow.
And gender and age and relationship to each other are like what determines the
wow.
pronouns.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, but this is a traditionally male pronoun, and yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
So, should we just play the song? Okay.
Yeah, let's just play the song and we can talk about it afterwards.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dấu chân lạc bước giữa phố đông người, đi về đâu để ta thấy bình yên, thấy thản nhiên. Cho em được mơ về một nơi có anh, nơi đầy nắng xanh. Tạm bước đi chẳng lo sợ chi. Cho em, ôm chặt phút giây. Nhớ anh, nhớ đôi mắt cười, nhớ từng ngón tay đang siết chặt nhau. Cho em quên hết đi bao người xanh sao lo đau với đời. Rồi em đã biết người mình chờ mong bấy lâu. Vì em được tìm thấy em, vì em được là chính em. Xa làm ta mày cuốn theo dòng đời, em không còn mơ về những phút bình yên, phút thản nhiên. Một mình giờ bao lạ, giờ không có anh, con đường vẫn xanh, không còn nhớ anh và thức giấc từng đêm. Cho em quên mộng những người chúng ta có nhau. Lắng im, em chỉ lắng im, dù rằng biết nơi tình anh vẫn đầy vơi. Vì em chẳng còn
nhưng mà trái tim đôi lần bỏ quên em hờ hững hoang mang chẳng thấy lối về. Lắng nghe tim mình gọi tên đi tìm chính em của những ngày đầu tiên và là bóng anh nơi một tình yêu chân thành với em mong em quay về nơi
the song. Okay.
So we had a little bit of a just adding songs in 3 minutes preparing.
Yeah. Yep. So more a little bit more about the artist, I guess. She was a contestant on The Voice Vietnam. So that's how she got really famous. But she's a singer-songwriter. And she had like a few really cool songs. Then she got more commercialized over the time. And this is actually more of the commercialized songs. But it is kind of rare to find somebody who still retains some sort of like, uniqueness. And I think I consider her part of like the new movement of music in Vietnam, where there are artists who write their own songs and try to find really exciting way to compose and who cares a lot about not just the melody but also the arrangement of the song. So yeah.
So this was written by her then?
Yep.
Oh, that's really cool.
All her songs is written by herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's like very unusual, I think, for pop artists nowadays.
Yeah.
So what do you know, when was the song made? Was it like the last few years?
Yeah, it was this recent. This is like maybe last year or so.
Came
out. Yeah. I could have shown you the music video. It's okay. But yeah, you can see what it's like.
Yeah, it's usually fun to watch the videos because you're listening to the song, you know, there's like this... Sometimes this awkward silence, or I'm sure we're not gonna have it, but like, nice to watch the video and comment on it.
Yeah.
So like about the song, you know, what is it really about?
It's about let me see.
Let me guess. It's just about love, right?
Not. It's more like after you broke up. Mm. And like you already like this is good because I can be with myself, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Like that. Finally I can be myself, something like that. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I probably should explain what it's about as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean
yeah.
Not necessarily. Yeah. You know, sometimes we just enjoy the song, but like I feel like you're gonna get more relaxed as you talk more, so I just wanna make you talk a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so this is gonna be the last conventional pop song that in this playlist. The rest I try to find like music that is representative and a bit diverse. Although I'm not sure if my taste is diverse enough. I'm sure, like I was trying to find some EDM stuff. I just like no, I don't find any good thing to put in, even though it's really big right now. And yeah. All right. Do you want to move on?
Sure. What's what's Chai Mua?
Okay, it's Chai Mua, and actually I may talk about it after you listen to it.
Okay, we'll see that
because it's kind of interesting musically.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's just enjoy it.
Yep.
Thank you. chạy mưa tôi đã biến mình thành một thằng ngốc lang thang trên đường. Chạy mưa tôi đã thấy người người chen lấn xô nghiêng ngang dọc. Hey, người đang ưa, mình đang ưa, đời bỗng chốc ướt nhẹp sống mình. Hey, người vội vã, đời vội vã, chạy theo những suy tư mãi. Nếp gần vào tận trong cơn mưa ấy để thấy ta như thế này. Thật thà thả mình vào trong cơn gió xoay, tôi hóa ngây dại. Tiếng người vừa vàng chạy mưa nhanh trên phố, người vẫn đi qua đi lại. Bỗng chốc giật mình nhận ra tôi nhỏ bé vẫn cứng giấu mình trong mưa. Chạy mưa tôi đã biến mình thành một thằng ngốc lang thang trên đường. Chạy mưa tôi đã thấy người người chen lấn xô nghiêng ngang dọc. Hey, người đang ưa, mình đang ưa, đời bỗng chốc ướt nhẹp giống mình. Hey, vội vã, đời vội vã, chạy theo những suy tư mãi. Nếp mình ngần vào tận trong cơn mưa ấy để thấy tôi như thế này. Thật thật là mình vào trong cơn gió xoay, tôi hoang ngây dại. Tiếng người vừa vàng chạy mưa nhanh trên phố, người vẫn đi qua đi lại. Bỗng chốc giờ mình nhận ra tôi nhỏ bé vẫn đứng giấu mình trong mưa. Trong cơn mưa ấy để thấy tôi như thế này. Thật thật là mình vào trong cơn gió xoay, tôi hoang ngây dại. Tiếng người vừa vàng chạy mưa nhanh trên phố, người vẫn đi qua đi lại. Bỗng chốc giờ mình nhận ra tôi nhỏ bé vẫn đứng giấu mình. Nếp mình ngần vào tận trong cơn mưa ấy để thấy tôi như thế này. Thật thật là mình vào trong cơn gió xoay, tôi hoang ngây dại. Tiếng người vừa vàng chạy mưa nhanh trên phố, người vẫn đi qua đi lại. Bỗng chợt giờ mình nhận ra tôi nhỏ bé vẫn đứng giấu mình trong mưa. Trong mưa, chạy mưa.
Bam bam.
Okay, we're back. That was really cool, and I'm glad that you. That you showed the video, Kemal, because it's so cool. Like, I saw a lot of motorbikes, and I actually did not know that motorbikes were very common in Vietnam, but apparently they are. And now I'm thinking of actually going to Vietnam and getting one and, like, learning how to ride it and getting, going around.
Getting stuck in the traffic jam.
Isn't it like, you know, when you're crossing the street, they just, like, go around you, something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that a lot.
Okay, so rules when you cross the street in Vietnam, you do not stop.
You just
first of all, you can cross anywhere. It doesn't have to be on zebra crossing. Anywhere is fine. Gosh. Secondly, when you have to keep walking at the constant space so that, like, everybody can gauge where you're gonna be and so they can avoid you.
Oh.
Nobody's gonna stop. And you shouldn't stop either.
Yeah.
So it's an art.
So it's just like you gotta be brave and just keep walking.
Wow, I thought crossing in Georgia was bad, but
yeah,
it sounds nowhere as bad.
Yeah,
I guess once you get used to it, you know, it would be good because then it's just like, you know, you gotta trust the people because they don't want to hit you and you don't want them to hit you.
Yeah. How's the traffic in Turkey? Is there actual rules?
Yeah, but, like, honestly, if you wait, you're not gonna cross. So yeah. I kind of, like, think of New York. but worse.
Right. Yeah.
And like the roads are much smaller, mm-hmm. so like the traffic is much more often. You know, 3-4 hours every day usually.
Yeah. When I was in New York, I jaywalk all the time too.
I would like touch cars as I'm walking. Yeah. It's like really crazy. You know, people just.
Oh gosh, having a car in New York would be so terrible.
Oh yeah. You don't have a car in New York.
So sad. It's the slowest mode of transportation.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You probably make it faster by walking. Okay. Yeah. So this song.
Yeah.
Well, any guess about what it's about? Just based on what you hear.
Motorbikes?
No. Let's see.
Well, he was not riding anything. He's just walking, right?
Right.
I think it's about how there are a lot of bad things happening in the city, because in the video, you know, you see like someone stealing something, someone like just pushing someone. So maybe it's about like just life.
It is
in a way
it is about life. I think you get through those.
Oh,
actually it is about running in the rain. That's why there was a rain. Yeah,
and he jumps in the puddle.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. You know, he's just like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's kind of like when it starts raining and then you just kind of walking in the rain, you do not care, and you start looking at people around you, and you find like life is wet. Well, the humidity or the wetness of life around you, and like that's the feeling that you have in the rain. It's not a love song. Hey.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have this theory that like 90% of songs are love songs.
Well, they are, but I don't pick that crappy love song.
Okay.
Yeah, but also I like this song because of the melody. Actually, once you know what is the song about and you listen to the melody, it's really like, it sounds like rain drop, like
yeah. It's kind of like how some classical music had, you know, tells you a story, you know.
Yeah.
I was watching a video the other day about Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and you know, it's really nice how there's a story that goes. Yeah. And there was another piece, like a Czech piece, I forgot it, and it talks about Prague, and it has like four parts.
Yeah.
It first talks about like the mountains and like how the river goes down, and it talks about the like the mermaids in the river, then like goes into the city and talks about the castle and like the night.
Okay.
I don't know, it's, you know, that's really nice. So that's actually interesting. Now I want to listen to it again. But like, I actually want to talk about how he was like really, he sounds like he's really trying hard.
he does. It's really, it's a great song. I like the song a lot. His original recording is just not as good, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of like a fat thing. Like I know a lot of new singers try to sound like that, and I really do not like listening to them trying to, I don't know, like really use their muscles in a weird way. Yeah, straining their voice and whatnot.
Yeah. And what's up with the walking backwards? Like, there's this
it's
one.
It's probably
woman.
Just cool.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we should like all start walking backwards at Lafayette. It's gonna be so funny.
When I did my sociology class, that's what I did for a deviant assignment.
Oh,
like, you
really?
Have to do something deviant, and I'm too chicken to do anything like too rude or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna.
Did you get inspiration from this guy?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The next song. I'm contemplating whether I should play. Yeah, I play this.
Should I try to say it? No, I'm gonna.
Sure, you can try. What do you think?
I'm gonna butcher it. Like, I'm gonna murder it. Yeah. I know, like, in Vietnamese, you guys have like six different pronunciations.
Wait, which one is the next one?
The third. Okay.
The third one.
Yeah.
Like the one below.
It's being highlighted.
That one?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna butcher it like real bad. Uk sao tu chuak.
It's the one above it.
Above it. Ha trang.
Well, that's really good. It's ha chang.
Ha Chang.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's just, you know, nothing like the real thing.
No, I think it should be.
Ha Chang?
Ha Chang.
Ha Chang.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means white. This means white summer,
mm-hmm.
and it is about more than what it is about. I'm going to talk about the composer. So in Vietnam, that rather than the singer, we really pay huge respect to composers in general. Mm. So whenever you see a song, they often give you both the name of the writers and the name of the singer. And the name of the writer is often above the singer.
Oh, that's
as well.
Really cool.
And this is basically the composer of this song. Is basically the Bob Dylan of Vietnam.
Hmm.
Like he was so famous that they call his music an entire genre of music in Vietnam.
Wow.
Like yeah, like you
that's
can
pretty cool.
Yeah, you can go to Vietnam and ask like anybody about his music, and everybody would have a mental picture of what it should sound like. And it's like it's a way. It's like in the 1960s or 1950s, 60s. Mm. So it's like pretty old music.
So you said Bob Dylan of Vietnam. So we actually played. Yeah. Bob Dylan last time, so now we're playing Vietnamese Bob Dylan.
Well, yeah,
so it all goes back to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, because he write like really sappy love song, but he also write like anti-war song. That's so that's why there's a parallel, I guess. Yeah.
Also, wait, I noticed something. So
the
first word in the title, it's your name basically. So does your name mean?
Okay, no. I think Ha has six different pronunciations in Vietnamese.
Okay,
each one of them has a different
meaning. We have tones actually on Spotify. All the tones got stripped, so it looks like just normal alphabetical letters, but if you look at that, like, okay, if you look at the name of the MV over there, like you can see the different like
two
hats,
that sort of things. Yeah,
oh gosh,
yeah,
wow.
So that got stripped out, and no, it's not my name, but close enough.
Okay,
yeah,
well, enjoy.
Thôi xin
Yep, that was Ha Chang.
Ha Chang.
That's much better. Yeah. Yeah.
That was my first try. So,
so White Summer, you said.
I'll take that as a success.
Yeah, it means White Summer, and it's so the thing about his name is Chit Gom Son, and don't try to even try to pronounce.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can say Son, like that's Son. Probably, yeah, yeah, and. He is, the thing about him is that he writes really, really good lyrics, and it's like poetry, mm-hmm. and it sounds good even if you just like recite it instead of sing it. And the other thing is that, so I already mentioned the Vietnamese has six tones. So like my name is Ha, everybody call me Ha, but the sixth way to pronounce it would be Ha, 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 Ha. Ha.
And it's now from Tamar.
Let's go. Ha, 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 ha.
It's kind of funny actually, because I can see that like as you're doing it, you're like kind of showing how it kind of goes down and goes
sort of
up.
Goes up and goes down. Yeah. It's like conducting music in a sense.
Yep. Yeah, I think I've heard people saying that when they come to Vietnam and then hear people cursing each other, it sounds like singing.
So funny.
But,
keep going.
I feel so good. For this song, so it's actually hard to write music for Vietnamese because that you have to somehow wrap the pitch around the tones.
Oh,
it makes
sense,
otherwise it would sound awful and you wouldn't make out like what people are saying. And for him, especially like his lyrics, it just his melody is just so fitting with the lyrics. Like it makes the language beautiful. Like if you actually know what it means, like it becomes much more beautiful with the melody. Is this poetry? He often writes. Many of his songs, there's a girl in it, and it's just it's more like just pining, like about a girl. And he's describing the girl basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There is a white summer, like white summer light. I'm not good at translating, but white sunlight reflecting off your shoulder. That was like the first line, but something like that.
Mm.
Your thin shoulder. Because it has to be thin girls.
Right? Now I wanna do the Duolingo for Vietnamese.
And I will have to look up the lyrics if you want me to.
But you can do that while we listen to this next song.
Sure, let's do this. So the next song is Puerto Mars.
Oh, can I try to just to pronounce it?
Sure.
Okay, is it okay?
Well, I'm gonna
the next song,
close
no,
my
it's
eyes.
It's over there.
Oh, over there.
Yeah.
Oh my God! No, no, no,
no, no, no! Just the first two words. That's the name of the song.
Conma.
Yeah, Conma. That's like the easiest.
Conma.
There's no tone for it. Yeah, Conma.
Conma.
Yeah, and guess what it means? Actually, look at their outfit.
It means. Well, they have white sweatshirt and white masks, so I'm guessing that they're like kind of like a, I don't know, maybe some sort of cult or something. They're dolphins.
It means ghost.
Ghost. Oh,
we should have guessed it. I was like, does it mean snow?
No. Yeah.
Because I'm already expecting winter.
Yeah.
Getting in that mood.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's how I would look if I wanted to look like a ghost.
All right. Yeah. So and it's by Dolphins Group. Yeah, so it's a new rock band, basically, and they're on X Factor. So, let's listen to this.
And, There might be screaming.
That was really cool. I liked I liked their voices a lot. I liked the instruments. They were good looking people.
Okay.
That's one of the criteria. Good looking people. Check.
I guess so.
I like the song. They're good looking people.
Well, I mean, I mentioned it the last, so it was not the first thing.
Yeah. You're not that shallow.
I'm not shallow. No. That would be the biggest insult, literally.
Yeah. How do you guys think?
I think it was somewhat of a new kind of rock. Mm-hmm. And I think they had a lot of interesting, maybe even experimental stuff. Yeah, and I think it worked out well.
For sure.
I'm not sure if I would listen to that.
That's but, totally fine. Yeah.
I think, I appreciated what they did.
Yeah. It's fine. You can say you don't like it.
No, I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
I liked it. It's just I don't think I'm going to listen to this in the morning or when I'm studying.
Depending on whether you like, how much you like rock.
That's true.
Because it's not
I mean, I do like rock, but I don't know. I would want to like listen to it again, and because you know, as we're listening to it, we also talk about it.
That's
so like,
true.
That's kind of difficult to just like enjoy the song. Mm-hmm. You know, last week, for example, when we were listening to Bob Dylan, we would just like open the lyrics and we would read the lyrics as we were listening to the song,
which was so nice. Yeah. Actually, yeah, well, I enjoyed this a lot.
This is more like a cultural experience there.
Yeah, that's true. That's
musical
true.
Experience.
Yeah, I guess like it's really kind of missing out when you listen to international music and you cannot. You don't know what they're talking
the lyrics,
about.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not so easy to just like get into it like the first time you listen to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know, this is a very different kind of music compared to what I'm used to, at least.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing about this, actually, the more I listen to it, the more I like it. So I guess it's also kind of grow on you as well. So the first time you might not be because you do not know what to expect as well. Okay, yeah, so, Vietnamese rock. It's like, it's kind of underground most of the time. I think when I was around maybe like 10 years ago, so like, I'm not going to reveal my real age.
Well,
that you're too young to start doing that, I think.
Yeah, like, you must be too old. If you're not going to reveal your age, you must be too old.
Oh, I know I'm older than you. And you.
Oh, really?
Really?
I am literally one of the youngest seniors.
That's
most
true.
Likely.
I'm one of the oldest seniors.
I still have feeling that I'd be older than you.
I'm 94, April 21st.
93.
Oh, damn it.
I reveal my
I'm still 20. I'm not turning 21 until like 3 weeks from now. So
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
No, your birthday.
Soon, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to, I don't know. We can talk about it.
You shouldn't suggest people to buy your own birthday.
That's kind of nice. I remember like when I was 20 or, you know, I feel like I changed a lot. It's kind of interesting to think about.
Okay.
Well, I didn't really mean presents. I just meant that we should hang out at the McKelvey Garden.
Sure. Sure.
And, yeah, we can decide the rest.
All right.
Fill in the details later.
All right. Okay. Yeah. But basically, Vietnamese rock start around like 10 years ago. Like that was when this one rock band that single-handedly make rock cool among Vietnamese, and then after there start to be like this whole rock movement, and there were a few concerts, there were a lot of underground bands, and then it kind of actually kind of like quiet down, like it kind of died down, and the new pop music kind of took over its place, and there's still a lot of underground music, but it never kind of returned to mainstream. And so I'm so surprised when it comes to like when it goes on. I'm just like checking out X Factor, seeing if there's anything new.
Hmm.
And then there's a bunch of really good group, like a really good band like this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the song itself is the name is Ghost. You heard it. It's creepy-ish. It's ghost, but it's not in a symbolic sense. Mm-hmm. It's like literal ghost. Like they were describing like being in a very creepy place and being afraid of like ghosts and hearing ghostly things.
So in a sense, it's very good for Halloween time, right? Like it's very suitable.
I'm not sure if rock would be what I played, but I guess the first part of it was a bit creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little like interesting, you know, how in most of the countries, like pop music, kind of like is at the front of the everything.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like that in Turkey as well and in US as well.
Yeah.
Which is a little, I don't know, like why, you know, but but like also like this rock music was a little different. I don't know, like is this kind of like how Vietnamese rock like tend to be, like this vibe, or
this is actually really different from what I often heard. Vietnamese rock before was really cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the classic chord progression is really simple, like it's kind of like easy to listen to, but with the same rhythm. And this group actually have a lot of experiments to it. Yeah, so that's why I really like them. And the girl's vocal is insane. Like, if you hear her, and then she kind of go into head voice, and it's just the transition is so smooth. I just like cannot get over her vocals. But yeah, so that's why I kind of include it.
Cool. Okay, so what's the next one?
Okay, we haven't decided on next one while we were playing.
Okay, we have not.
Yeah, but okay, so what we have left is, let's see, there are four songs left. So let's just, you guys should pick one. But
you should pick two because it's 11:48.
I think we probably only have time for two.
I'm not gonna play the entire thing, but that's why I'm asking you to pick. But there is a song. Okay.
How's the French one?
There's a French one.
Let's do the French one.
Okay, let's do the French one. And I'm gonna butcher French right now.
Okay.
But it's Bonjour Vietnam.
Okay. Well, that you didn't really butcher it, I think.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I just know how to.
Well, you know.
I'm pretty sure that
none of us know how to.
I'm not sure that's not how Bonjour.
I think it's like Bonjour.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't speak French.
Let me see.
Is it
not Hello Vietnam? Oh, the first, the link above it, the big.
This one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks a little sketchy, but
just go there. I check it out.
Okay. Do you know this is the one or?
Yes, it is the one.
Okay.
No, it doesn't look sketchy. It looks just a bit old.
No. I mean, I didn't mean sketchy by sketchy. It's just like the name doesn't have the you know the singer and also the video is old and 2006, 1 million views. You know, like you would expect
like is a this song to written have... like during colonial times?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's not that old.
It's not that old. Yeah. So this is a song from a singer from the diaspora, and it becomes really big in Vietnam. Somehow she's Belgian, so she put it out in Belgium, and somehow it reached Vietnam. It becomes hugely popular, and then she released an English version, but I still like the French version the best.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. There's also like multiple Vietnamese versions.
Oh, so the English version was the one like Hello Vietnam?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a more popular one actually, but
because English is more popular.
Yeah, because more people know what English, like more people can read English, which is, we kind of lost the whole French thing in Vietnam. But yeah, enjoy.
Okay.
Raconte-moi ce nom étrange et difficile à prononcer que je porte depuis que je suis née. Raconte-moi le vieil empire et le trait de mes yeux bridés qui disent mieux que moi ce que tu n'oses dire. Je ne sais de toi que des images de la guerre, un film de Coppola, des hélicoptères en colère. Un jour j'irai là-bas, un jour pour dire bonjour à ton âme. Un jour j'irai là-bas pour dire bonjour Vietnam. Raconte-moi ma couleur, mes cheveux, petit pied qui me porte depuis que je suis née. Raconte-moi ta maison, ta rue, raconte-moi cet inconnu, les marchés flottants et les sampans de bois. Je ne connais de mon pays que des photos de la guerre, un film de Coppola, des hélicoptères en colère. Un jour j'irai là-bas, un jour dire bonjour à mon âme. Un jour j'irai là-bas te dire bonjour. pierre pour mes pères, les femmes courbées dans les rizières pour mes mères, dans la prière, dans la lumière, revoir mes frères, toucher mon arbre, mes racines, ma terre.
Okay, so I think right now we just decided, like, while the song was playing, that Hai is going to sing this song at Extravaganza this year, at the grand finale, and I'm gonna back her up by my guitar. We should do this, yeah. I don't think this song is gonna be hard to play at all.
Yeah, not the French version, though. I anger a lot of people.
Let's just do the English
version, yeah. Yeah.
So also what we did is, like, we pulled up the English lyrics right now and we just read as the song was playing.
Yeah.
I like the lyrics a lot. So yeah. Do you want to talk a bit more about the song?
Yeah, sure. So the singer is from the diaspora and she's Belgian. And she has never been to Vietnam when she released this song. But somehow it reached Vietnam, Vietnamese news, and then it kind of blew up in Vietnam. Like, oh my God, somebody actually wants to visit us.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but like it becomes like this huge nationalist bullshit. otherwise, the song itself is really pretty. There's also an English version. The English version is not as pretty as the French version, just because how French sounds like. Also it's her native language, so she's better at singing in French. It's really I have a friend in, I mean, this is a really popular song, but I have a friend in another school having a Vietnamese show. And they didn't want to, apparently Vietnamese Americans didn't want to play this song because the way that that the lyrics has some, it sounds too exoticized, like, in a way, because, like, I mean, it's really idealized, the place. Like,
I mean, in the video you can see that, like, it shows some of the rural areas, and I think usually, like, when people don't really know much about the country or, like, kind of want to see the tradition of it, like, they see, they show the nature.
Like, it talks about, like, when you can, like, after that you can read the lyrics, it could be interpreted as a bit like orientalist, like, we want to know what stories of the empire of old, I want to see your house, the streets, I mean, that's fine, but
but sometimes you know, you should be like a little optimistic about
I like the song. I think it's more about actually it's more like Vietnamese American or like Asian American who are more sensitive to this kind of thing. Because I think most Vietnamese like this or like the way that it's perceived, but but like I would say only people who come to like a very white country would know like how, you know, how like how Asians are treated and how that, like, the pain of being exoticized is felt more over here.
Yeah, I guess also what she says about like how all she knows about Vietnam are the sites of war filmed by Coppola, the helicopters throw, like those are the English translation. I guess she wants to go for the exact opposite of it, which is this like pleasant rural life, idealizing, romanticizing.
And I mean, if you go to Vietnam right now, there are still like those rural areas that are really idyllic still remains. But I mean, people who live a hard life, it's not like, it's not like people want to be farmers or peasants. I mean, it's not like have any choice, really. It's not, in America, right? Like, people legitimately want to be farmers.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but yeah, in Vietnam, it's just people have to be farmers because they have to.
It's also interesting because, you know, I feel like in US people, like, all professions are kind of you know, like bring shown very highly. Yeah. So
bring
you know,
back the call.
Yeah. Like no matter what you do, you know, they make you feel like you're doing like doing the best thing or
pursue
something.
Pursue the passion.
Yeah, like, you know, they're important, you know.
We want to bring back all the manufacturing jobs.
Sort these.
Yeah. No, actually, and also a lot of farmers has also have to sell like, their land for factories because we are becoming more like China and we have a lot of factories right now, like kind of become the factory of the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you actually, if you, I don't know if you have ever looked at the tag of your clothes and see that it's made in Vietnam. It's not like we have like, a big textile industry, like, export kind of thing, so... And so you see that, and every time you buy, like, I remember how when people keep saying that why they don't buy H&M clothes, because it was because they probably contributing to like some Filipino kids,
But like we were talking about that
7 cents an hour.
Yeah, we were talking about that over the summer. But you know, if you don't pay those companies at the same time, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, you could just buy it from there and you could use the extra money as like donation that's like tries to help these people there,
right.
You know, instead of just not buying from these companies. You know?
Right.
I mean, I think there are different ways to look at it, but, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I still buy H&M.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you like buy brand name food and brand name goods, it's so much more expensive.
Yeah.
But they probably do not pay any better. Like the production cost is probably not much better either.
True.
So,
yeah, I mean, honestly, this is such a like complex issue that I would not even want to get into it right now, because then we would have to like possibly do 1 hour on the like the utilization of labor in like so-called like third world countries.
No, I got you.
Yeah, because it's just so much more complex, and you see like who is being oppressed the most, which are most times like rural women. And let's not get into let's just play the next song and be happy with our world.
Do you have time for the next song? Though,
sure.
Yeah.
I want to play one more.
Okay. All right. There's two songs on Spotify.
Give us a choice again. Yeah. I like choices.
Yeah. So there's...
That one. No. Go ahead.
So there's a song that is... that has... So that two of these songs have more like... kind of a combination of traditional and modern like sound, but one is more Western influence than the other, and the other song is it's a love song. It's a like just kind of genuine good love song, ballad kind of thing. So what do you want?
I want a love song.
You want a love song?
Yes.
Okay, let's go for a love song. That's the highlighted song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, should we just listen to it? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like time, so.
Enjoy.
Và thấy chân em nhẹ nhàng đến bên tôi như đã hẹn, rồi nắng len nhanh vào nơi trái tim tôi đang ngủ đông. Tình đến như tôi còn mơ, sâu yêu ngỡ từ bao giờ. Tình đến mang theo ngày say, đã bao lâu rồi ngủ quên. Em đưa tôi đến xa xôi bình yên, nơi tôi đã sống bao tháng ngày yêu dấu. Cho tôi và em, ngày tôi gặp em. Ta bước ra từ nhau mà
That one, and I said that, like, so after this I'm gonna go to sleep, and this was so relaxing that I think this was perfect way to end.
Yeah.
Also, can I pronounce the name of the song? Mm-hmm. This was the song whose name I tried to pronounce the first time, but I was mistaken. Okay, so Uksao Tuchua Gapnao.
Yeah, you butchered it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Uksao Ta Chua Gapnao.
Okay, that sounds so much better.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we should just end it now so that because it's already time.
Yeah.
I already feel like a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
I feel it's so like, rushed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a quick course or something like that.
You should come back the second time. See, okay, in the spring, if we have a two-hour show, you should definitely come.
Mm-hmm. Or like one weekend, we can do just like a random show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just for fun.
Yep. Okay. That's we can end it here. I can talk about the song on the way back.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
And this was Plus 90 with Kemal
and Tamar.
And huh?
That was perfect. Yeah, I was actually expecting that. Thank you for listening to us, and I hope you enjoyed this wonderful show with Ha and her great songs. I really actually liked all the songs.
Yeah, me too.
I may need to get the list from you later on.
Sure.
maybe less ghosts. No. But yeah, all the songs are really nice. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I like your socks, Tamar, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I just got myself 5 pairs of really nice socks, and I'm so happy.
All right.
Any comments?
No, thank you so much for inviting me. Well, yeah, I guess you have
kinda
to be nice to the host.
Kind of caught me off guard. Kind of like the thank you email after the interview or something. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night.